103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I'm going to keep this one short and sweet.
Oh, are you?
Because.
You try not to be made out to be the jerk.
Kind of. But I might just be the jerk, you guys. But I'm not sure. Honestly, okay, fine. I don't have any regrets.
No regrets. Okay.
Owen is playing the bass, everybody, an orchestra. He has played it for 2 years now.
And standing
now,
bass.
Standing bass.
Boom, boom, boom.
Big bass, yes. Yep. Boom, boom, boom. Exactly, yep, yep, right. Yep. And he's the only one tall enough anyway. I mean, the guy's 6'1 in seventh grade, and I'm not exaggerating.
No, for real, though.
So I think when he wanted to play
the, now.
When he wanted to play the bass, they were like, yes.
Please.
Ah. So he has a bass at home. And then he has a bass at school because nobody can carry a bass back and forth on the bus, right? You can carry a clarinet. You can carry a flute.
Saxophone even.
Tuba even. But you're not carrying a bass on the bus or in the car.
No, no, no.
So the other day, he said, Mom, I have homework. And I said, and he was overwhelmed. And he said, I said, well, did you do your homework for orchestra yet? And he goes, oh, no. And I go, well, that's what you need to do first.
They got orchestra homework?
Well, practicing, and recording.
Oh.
And you have to record and put it on through the Chromebook. Because remember,
prove that you're practicing.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, you submit it online now.
Ooh, dang, times have changed.
He looks stressed out, Owen. And
me too.
I know. And I go, listen, I go, I will help you. I will assist you. I'm here to help you. If you need any help, you're stressed out. Just let me know what I can do to help.
How can I help, honey boo?
Mm-hmm. And Owen looks me dead in the eye and he goes, well, you can go get my bass and bring it into the living room.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I went, no, absolutely not. You go get your bass and bring it into the living room. That thing's huge. And I went, are you kidding me? And so basically I asked, is there anything I can do to help you? And when he said, yes, this, I said, no, not that.
No. Anything else?
Because I felt like that's your instrument. That's your responsibility. I'm here. It was heavy. I was implying emotional support.
Do you need a hug?
Or like, do you need
want
help?
Me to grab you a glass of water even?
Not sure how to read a note even. I mean, I was in band and played the piano. I can help you with the notes.
Do you need me to listen and tell you what I think?
But
you need a critique?
He asked me to do the hard lifting. Like, he couldn't walk over. And this guy's bigger than me now.
Oh,
Owen.
You need a lackey.
He wanted me to go.
Oh, you need a roadie. He needed a roadie. He said, go get my bass. Hey, yo.
And I said, absolutely not. And then he went, well, forget it then.
Well, then I don't need your help.
So in fairness, I laughed because I went, I asked if you, the
how?
Question is, am I the jerk? Because I asked if Owen needed help. And then when he said, yes, this, I said, no, not that. So give me something else.
That's mom energy, though, bro.
And you know, we've all done
it.
This. Mom, we're like,
my
how
mom
can
is,
I help?
Yeah. No, not that way. Not that way. I ain't doing that.
Not that at all.
Ooh.
He says, carry my bass. I said, no, not that.
Where was the bass at again?
It was in the den, and it had to be carried to the living room. And you've been in my house.
Oh, that's not...
It's not far at all.
That's not far at all.
Which is why he could have got it.
How heavy is this bass?
I feel like it's hit... There's something with an instrument that needs to be their responsibility at this age. The bass is heavy. It's heavy.
More than 20 pounds, you think?
Yeah, but
more than
20? But we can both... It's fine. You can carry...
At the end of the day, it's hollow wood. Not hollow, but...
It's not that hard to carry.
It's not that hard to carry. You know how
big.
You grab it by the neck and you grab it by the side
you
and
have
you
to
lift
grab
and...
It perfectly.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's in a case and everything.
Oh, so it was in the case. It wasn't out of the case.
Well, it's like a cloth. It's like, yeah, it's like soft case.
Oh, okay, but there was no danger to like scratch it. It's got a handle.
Oh, it could be.
You could have moved through, like,
I guess.
I'm thinking of the house, man. I'm thinking of where it's at. I'm thinking of like maybe you didn't want to damage it, but you could have walked through and maneuvered easy, bro.
No, I don't want to damage it because I don't know how to take care of a base, if you want me to be quite honest. The thing's gigantic.
Fair.
And they're expensive.
But
am I the jerk for asking Owen how I can help? And then when he says, carry my bass, I say, no, not that.
Ooh, man. Only reason I gotta say yeah is because you were specific on, or you were non-specific on, do you need help? What do you need help with?
Mm-hmm.
And then when he gave you a specific, I need help with this, you said, oh, no. Bro, ew.
Absolutely not.
Ew, I'm not touching that.
I was like, that's not what I meant.
You a jerk. Yeah, you a jerk. Not a bad jerk, but you a mom jerk.
I feel like people do this a lot. You know, you make the mistake of going, how can I help? And they ask you, and you're like, dang it, that's not what I thought they were going to say.
I wanted
to help with something else. You ever had that happen?
Anything else you need help with? I could get to that maybe a little bit later if nobody else does it first, but anything else you need help with?
Somebody said, Alexa, oh, this is Alexa in Milwaukee. No, you're just a mom, not a jerk. And then right above that, jerk. Next time, be more specific when you're offering support. I told you guys, I'm not saying I'm not the jerk. I might be the jerk because I did ask, what can I do to help? And then I went, no, not that, which is really rude.
It's really 50-50, man. Would I have wanted to grab the bass? No. Would I have gone to grab the bass? I mean, probably not. Not if my kid is bigger than me. Your kid is bigger than you. You know what? I'm changing my answer. No, not the jerk. He needs to work out.
Who called me Allison Faith on the text line? Is this somebody I know?
Oh, somebody got serious on
somebody
you.
They went for the full birth name?
So they're definitely calling you jerk.
Rude.
Let's be honest.
414-533-1037. They said I'm the jerk because I'm working out and I have the capacity and strength to help out. That's not the point.
Counterpoint. They're not working out enough and they're young. They have the energy. They need the strength. Make him work out. Make him get it. Not the jerk.
And for the record, I'm not going to be there when he has school, a concert. I'm not carrying the bass then, guys. So I'm just saying, that's just my defense.
Well, no, stop trying to defend yourself.
Fine, okay.
I am on the fence, though. I do want to call you the jerk. So
whatever,
bad.
Fine, you can. Am I the jerk for offering help to Owen and then saying, no, not that?
We'll take your calls and texts next.
Bye.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Betty in Waukesha texted in and said, not the jerk. You did future him a favor. I feel the same, Betty. The question is, am I the jerk for asking Owen if he needs help with his homework? And when he said, yes, go get my bass from the other room so I can practice, I went, no, not that.
No. Nah, I refuse to do that one, son, but thank you for trying.
I just felt like I had offered help and then I said no. So am I the jerk? But at the same time, it's his instrument. It's his responsibility. I would help with support.
Okay, but my question is what?
Emotional.
That's the help you were offering?
Music. Kind of.
Then you got to be specific on the help you're offering. Don't leave it so general for my man.
Maybe, but I felt like he went to the, that's where he went. Help me, go get it.
Go grab it for me.
Forget you. Go
make
get
it
yourself.
Easier for me, Mom. Thank you.
Mila's in Milwaukee and I can't wait to hear what she's going to say. I told everybody on the phones, come at me if you want. I'm not, it's fine. But I don't want to know until we're on the air what you're going
to
say.
Please be nice, y'all. To me, I don't care about y'all do for Allie.
Yeah, I don't care. I can take it. Let's go. I like pain sometimes.
Chill out.
It distracts from the other. It was a joke. It wasn't that kind of pain. Don't be weird.
Mila, dig us out of this one.
When I first was on the phone, I was like, jerk. But no, I thought about it.
Really?
Always the jerk.
Thank you. I agree.
Elaborate since you changed your mind.
I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because he's smart and he knows that he didn't need help with his homework. So he's like, oh, Mom's strong. I'll just give her something to do since she wants to help.
And you know what? That part.
He's being a jerky little dude.
That part, because she's right. He didn't need help. That's what she's getting at. That was the core of it. He didn't need it. He just wanted me to go pick up and do the heavy lifting that he could have done for himself.
Since you offered, and since you want to do something for me, go grab the heavy, hard instrument that I don't want
to. Because at first I was like, our kids see us as the strongest thing because the kids are with us the most.
Right.
Oh, Mom's strong. She can do this.
Right.
But I thought about it. Now I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-mm.
She offered him help and he knows what she's offering help for. You can go pick that up yourself.
And that's what people were texting in. Like, these kids know what they're doing. Yeah. Don't be fooled. He knew.
He was trying to bamboozle you.
It reminded me of the lady that was in the elevator with her granddaughter. They had both had stuff in their hands, but this is her granddaughter. Her granddaughter looks at her and goes, can you hold my book bag? And I'm like, no, your grandmother will not hold your book
bag. Mila, you just triggered me.
You
triggered me and every other parent. Every other parent. My kids do this to me. Well, I will have my hands full and Hudson will go, how am I supposed to carry all my stuff? And I'm like, I don't care.
I don't know. Figure it out.
I'm not growing our extra arms
drives
here.
Me nuts.
Like,
three words parents know by heart. Figure it out.
Or Mila, he has nothing in his hands but one hand and he goes, I can't carry anything. And I go, get out
boy.
Of here. All right, Mila, now
hey, Mila held you down. I thought she was going the other way.
Thank you, Mila.
No,
have a great day.
I love you guys.
Love you back, Mila. Bye.
Happy Friday, Junior.
It's not Friday.
She said Junior. Friday, Junior.
Oh, I was like, it's not Friday. What
Get
are you talking
here.
About?
She don't know what day it is.
Okay, Renita's in Milwaukee. Hi, Renita. I have no idea which way you're going on this, but am I the jerk for asking my son if he needed help? And then when he said, carry my bass, I said, no, not that.
You better stand on business. Don't you let nobody influence you, Renita.
Come at me.
So, good morning, and I'm going to say the jerk, but I'm a mom, too, so we're a jerk when we do that. the previous caller had me kind of on the fence for a second, but Mila, this is why. Because when our kids ask, well, you asked if you needed help with anything. You were very general.
I was.
He probably was taking advantage with the base, but what you could have done was told him that you'll do it this time, but but that's not the kind of help you were really offering. But that way, they know that when you ask your parents for something, or when you give your word that you're going to help with something, you do it. That's all.
Renita's calling you a jerk because you just straight up refused.
Refused, yeah. But to me, I thought...
That's all. Okay.
I can receive that. My thing was, you've got to do your homework. How can I help? Not let me carry all your stuff. Right. To me, it's almost the same as him going, yeah, go get my book bag with my books in it. And I'm like, no.
Had he asked for that, would you have gotten a book bag?
No, that's a parallel in my mind. If I said, how can I help you with your homework? And he went, well, you can start by getting my book bag. I'd be like, no. See the parallel? It's a parallel because he had to go get the equipment just like he'd have to go get the books. And I would say no both to both of those. And I'm like, and I'll help you.
You got to be more specific.
You're right.
Got to be more specific. Fair enough.
I've done it before too. And I'm like, gosh, but then I make sure that next time I'm going to be specific. Like, how can I help with behind the scenes, or how can I help with in this way?
Willing
to help for real.
Renita's calling you the jerk, but she's saying she's actually the jerk with you because she's on the same side,
I've done the same
sisters
thing.
Sisters in arms. We appreciate you, Renita.
Moms unite, okay?
Wepa.
All right, thanks, Renita. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
So we're split down the middle. Somebody texted in and said, sorry to say it, but you're a bit of a jerk, not to mention you've screwed yourself with future help from Owen. That's what you think. Joke's on you. When I tell him to mow the lawn, he's going to mow the lawn,
more
honey.
Better.
Okay.
I'm not asking for help. I'm telling you what to do.
That part. Amy's in West Bend. Hi, Amy. Split down the middle. I have no idea which way you're going.
I thought it was
going
to be a sweep one or the other, bro, but it's a tiebreaker.
Hi.
I'm glad that I am the tiebreaker today.
Okay. Let's go.
You got me fired up this morning.
Oh, no.
Really
Which way?
I'm sorry, Allison Faith, but you are the jerk.
Full name. She on your behind.
Amy, why you call me
Okay. So for many, many, many reasons, I am fired up.
Okay, talk to us.
So you did offer, and yes, just like the other caller, you should have been a little more specific about what you were offering.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this triggered a little something with my husband because he does the same thing.
Triggered her because of her husband, not her kids.
Not her kids.
That's what's triggering her. Go.
Well,
he's an adult.
But explain.
Go on, yeah.
Right? So he will be like, can I do this? Can I do this? Or can I help? And then when you tell him, yes, this would be great if you could do this, then it goes back to the thing of, I don't really want to do that. Mm-hmm. Or you get the faith, which drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like they offered for help, but they didn't want to help.
But they didn't really want to.
In the case of the kids, again, you were not specific of what you were helping with. And my other thing is his instrument practice part of homework?
Yes, every day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So in just getting that instrument closer to him so he could get a little faster, maybe it was getting a little bit later at night, and maybe that's why
it was 4 p.m.
Mama Bear Amy trying to justify on someone. Get out of here, Amy.
Girl, he had 5 hours before bedtime. Are you kidding me?
Justifications are being made right now.
I understand why it triggered you because your husband does it, and I understand why it's shady to ask someone if they need help and then have an attitude.
And then go no.
Because that is messed up, and that's not supportive.
You need to be a little more specific in what you were offering.
Yes, because I'm sorry. It's okay.
She said it.
I can receive it. Just like I would not go get his books in his book bag or his Chromebook, I will not go get his base for him when it's time for homework. He can do that himself, and I will stand on that. But Amy, you call me the jerk, and I'll receive it. Fine.
Appreciate your call, Amy. Have a great day.
She said, Allison,
you too, guys. Bye.
She said she hit you with the
That's not even
name.
My mom or my big sisters.
Oh, no. She's related, though, after that, bro. You got scolded.
Do we know each other, Amy?
Yeah, I bet you do. Oh, after that, y'all do.
Dang. Jerk. All right. I see all the texts coming in, and I appreciate them. People said things like, you said you'd help him with his homework, not carrying his instrument. That's not the homework, not the jerk.
Part of the homework. I mean, it's argued. Y'all could keep arguing if you want, and keep arguing on Facebook, but it's been decided on air, bro. Jerk!
I'm just going to leave with this one before we give away tickets. I'd rather get the bag or the instrument that actually helps. See, they would have done the opposite. You guys are awful.
Wow. Okay.
All right.